Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to another Video Games Now episode of the podcast. That made no fucking sense whatsoever, but it's Rodney with Will.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Will's back after he's been absent quite a few times on the podcast here, so it's good to have you back, man.
Glad to be back. You know, work has been...
I know.
Work has been work.
Yeah, I know. I'm on the same show now, so I know. But, alright, so today we're going to talk about the PlayStation leak, or PlayStation 5 leak, which one of the developers in Japan leaked out an image of the console and the controller, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Halo Reach beta begins, it began on the 4th, and then it's coming out later this month, so we're going to talk about that as well, and then we're going to finish off with Sega Genesis Mini. It's going to be freaking awesome. Here we go. All that coming up right now.
Right now. Right now.
All right, so what have you been playing lately, Will? We haven't talked in a bit.
Well, my problem is I start way too many games all at once, and I do always finish them. It's just I get sidetracked with the game, and I'll have to go back to another one later on. So there's a big Elder Scrolls Online event going on right now. It's the 5-year anniversary of Elder Scrolls Online, and it's the 25 years of Elder Scrolls in general. So I've been playing Elder Scrolls Online quite a bit, because they've every week they give you something different.
Yeah, and I've never played Elder Scrolls Online. I think it's kind of too late to get into it, but you know.
It's basically just like the normal general MMOs, right? You have your missions. There's lots of story in Elder Scrolls Online, though, which really keeps me playing it. Unlike Black Desert that we played, it's like, oh, deliver this here, talk to this person, go there, you know. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, that sounds like something I'm not interested in, just like Black Desert.
That's what I said. That's what Black Desert is. Where Elder Scrolls Online is basically all story. So you do a mission, and it could be a quick one where you just have to save someone from a couple bandits or something.
Yeah.
Or it could be a step mission where, oh, start this, you've saved this person, but now you have to go look for her husband or something like that. And then, yeah, there's always more story, and it keeps you playing.
Okay, right on. Yeah, we've been playing some Sea of Thieves as well. We're going to play probably after this as well, the podcast, so that'll be cute.
Yeah. Got to get our commendations.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun with that game. It's been good. So,
which is weird, because we stopped playing it after... you know, last year.
Yeah, but the accommodations just add that extra motivation to continue playing the game, I think.
That is true, and it kind of makes you... it rewards you as well for doing them.
Yeah.
It unlocks those special outfits, or those weapons, or the cosmetic. Basically all the cosmetic.
Yeah, all the cosmetics. Because you want your pirate and ship to look as badass as humanly possible.
I agree.
Yeah. The other thing I've been playing has been State of Decay 2. I've been streaming that a little bit. It's been a good-ass time, actually. I've been really enjoying it, but I can totally see where everybody's coming from in terms of the game gets repetitive and boring. I don't think it's changed too much. There's a DLC pack out called Daybreak that I haven't looked into yet. I just want to play the main game first. But yeah, other than that, it's a good game. It's a fun little hack and slashy survival game.
Yeah, I beat the game, but as you know, you beat the game and then, but you just beat the region and then you move on to the next one. And as soon as I realized that, I was like, I'm done.
So I just got a text from the wife. She says the neighbors are banging on the wall because of Fitz, my cat. Like when I go in the garage, it literally howls at the door until I come back.
So the neighbors are banging on the walls?
Yeah. I'm like, haha, sorry? Like, how is that my fault? Well, I mean, we could let him in the garage. I'll just put him in the car or something. I don't know. But anyways, the good thing about State of Decay 2 is that, like, it's got the nice zombie feel. It's not like, there's a couple zombie games out there. Like, when you play, like, House of the Dead, like, classic arcade game, but, like, in reality, it's, like, kind of a shitty zombie game, in my humble opinion. I'm sure I'm gonna get, like, some huge lashback from that, but... It doesn't feel fake. It doesn't feel like you just go out and kill a bunch of zombies. Like, it gives you a little bit of a purpose.
Yeah. But where's the purpose in State of Decay? I thought there was one, and then after a while, it just kind of started disappearing on me.
Yeah, I can see that. But, it's like, here's your camp. You know, if you want to survive, you need to go out and get some shit. It's like, okay, I'm into that. And then... it also helps that some of the other people in your base actually go out and get shit, too. Like, because it's like, oh, so-and-so added medication and all that shit. And it's like, oh, good. I'm not the only one doing all the fucking
work.
You have
to make sure they're all equipped with good weapons, gear, backpacks. You have to make sure they learn specialization. So you should have, like, an electrician, a plumber, a gardener.
Yeah. Slammed the door so they would stop. Okay, yeah, because earlier in the podcast, I'm sure you heard like a door slam, and that was what that was. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And that's why I'm like, I just texted her, and I'm like, yes. But I'm sure it didn't come across like that on text. It's probably like, yes, the fuck you want. But anyways, all right, so that's what we're playing right now. So let's move on to the next section here. Let's talk a little bit about April Fools. That was, what fucking day is it? It's the 7th. That was a week ago now. Oh, shame on... Did we we did a podcast on April 1st and didn't fucking do anything on April 1st, so why don't we do it now? Oh, fuck. Will, we missed you. So... a couple of good April Fool's pranks, the biggest one probably being the Nintendo Direct. But I've seen two versions of it, though. So, I saw one where the guy said everything's coming to Switch, and it actually seemed pretty plausible up until one point. So they announced... Zelda Ocarina of Time was coming to the Switch, and then they announced... This is all fake news, everybody, don't get excited. And then they announced Wind Waker HD was coming to the Switch, and then he's like, everything's coming to the Switch. And then it showed all the Zelda titles, including the Zelda CDI's titles, which doesn't matter how fucking desperate Nintendo is, they wouldn't dig deep enough in the vault of fucking games to pull those out. So I knew right then and there it was an April Fool's joke. Because I got up, and Bradley on the Discord was like, there's a Nintendo Direct dropping today. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I woke up in hysteria, opened it up, and started watching it. And I had, like, the WordPress open, ready to, like, publish an article and all that kind of shit. And then I was like, I'm just going to watch it first before I do any work, which was the best decision I ever made that day. And, so then I discovered all that. So then they started announcing titles like Mario Sunshine and all this shit, and it was like... Like, this is shit everyone actually wants, so the fact that Nintendo's joking about it is so insulting. It's like, yes, I want Mario Sunshine on the fucking Switch. What are you doing?
Everything is coming.
Yeah.
But and it's then, not.
Yeah. And then what really gave it away is they started announcing, like, Xbox exclusive shit. Like, I think Halo was in there, and then they announced, like, Red Dead Redemption 2 and all this shit. And then they started putting apps, so, like, Tinder was, like, an app that was coming to the Switch, and then they had a fucking... They had Braziers, like, the porn site, they had the fucking logo in the Direct, and I'm like, what is going on right now?
Yeah, I would have kind of realize any news coming on the first was definitely probably fake.
Yeah, so Eric's like, I'm not going to put anything on the website because I don't know what's real. I'm like, fair enough. But yeah, then there was another one. I watched it on Beat 'em Ups, the YouTube channel or whatever, and he was reacting to a completely separate Nintendo Direct where they teased... They teased some crazy shit in that one. I can't remember the specifics of it, but then they announced, they said, oh, Breath of the Wild 2 is coming or something, and then it wasn't even Breath of the Wild. Hang on. Oh, now it's coming back to me. I'm sorry. Beat 'em Ups made that, and then he just reacted to it as if it was an April Fool's thing. Okay. So he got me just up until now when I realized that he fucking made the video. Oh, Rodney.
Oh, wow.
What, do you see good. Any good ones on April Fool's?
One I was interested in is on Capcom's website on their Help Wanted page for hiring. It says hiring zombies on this page due to the 744,038,013 zombies that have been slain in the past 2 months.
That's a good one.
Not exactly a April Fool's, but I just started laughing because I was like, oh yeah, RE2 did come out 2 months ago. That's a lot of dead zombies I guess they have to replace.
Yeah. Yeah, the code can't keep up. They got to put in live humans in there now.
Yeah. another one was League of Legends released dog and cat skins for your favorite champions. That one I kind of got a laugh out of when I saw the video.
Yeah. So, and... I think I had one more here, too. It was, I just lost it. Sonic Battle Royale, coming 2020.
Oh, God.
What the fuck would you even do in that game? Like, who can collect the most...
I don't really know.
It'd be the shittiest Battle Royale ever made. Be like,
I'd be Shadow.
Yeah, I'd be like, who can find the golden rings faster? Who can run the fastest to the finish? It'd be the shittiest battle royale ever.
Yeah. Another one was Ash and Pikachu joined Pokemon Go again to photobomb people.
Nice. What else we got here? There's a Total War Three Kingdoms announced mobile mode. Yeah, that would not go very well.
There's the Final Fantasy 15 Omega Smart Home Assistant.
Oh yeah. Oh, nice.
You know, teasing off of Amazon's Alexa.
Yeah.
So Omega is like a big boss in the Stormblood.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 14, sorry. I don't really know my Roman numerals after they get over their 10s.
No? I can make... 50 is an L, isn't it?
I think 50 is
an L.
So.
Yeah. So I'm okay
but
up till 50.
I literally have like an FFXIV right now, and I'm pretty sure that's 14.
IV? IV would be 4. So it should be XIV.
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah,
isn't
that's 14.
Isn't that 14?
That's
14. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Holy shit. The Roman numeral is fading. The yeah.
Told you, man. It's been a while since you've had to use that shit.
Yep.
But yeah, so they made a joke off of Amazon's Alexa with Omega being the main boss in 14 Stormblood's raid for their online MMO.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this trailer showing what Omega can do is funny, and even those even funny for those unfamiliar with Final Fantasy is literally like this big circular orb.
So here's another good one. What's that automatic vacuum that cleans your... house? Roomba?
The Roomba?
Roomba, yeah. Okay, so it's a Roomba, but it's got a Kirby on it. That's
that
funny.
Makes a lot of sense, actually, because Kirby eats everything.
That would be the best marketing decision ever if it wasn't an April Fool's joke. So.
You know the funny thing with Kirby? Is you never have to ask him if he spits or swallows.
Oh... That's funny.
All right. All right. Another one here is Capcom 2019 World President Challenges Shooting Game.
Interesting. World President. So, what are we doing with the president? Are we shooting the president? Or are we shooting with the president?
Oh, no. They released on their website that you can play for free a weird shooting game called World President Challenges the Shooting Game.
Oh, fuck.
What the hell is a world president?
The world leader is what would have been a better title, I think.
And then Sega came with a good one here, too. Sega's Rugagotuka studio released a video saying Yakuza was being turned into a turn-based JRPG.
Oh, man. We should... next year, we'll do a best ever April Fool's. Because we missed our chance this year. It's too late.
And then Nintendo turned Kirby Square.
In Minecraft or what?
Kirby's official website, check out Kirby as a cube for artwork with Epic Yarn, Kirby's allies, and more. So they got rid of the circle and turned him into a cube.
Yeah, I'm seeing that now. And then they made him a vacuum, so they're just beating Kirby up right now for April Fool's Day. So, all right, why don't we move on here to our next little bit of topics here. So, Halo Reach is a fan favorite in the Halo series for a lot of reasons, and it's coming to the Master Chief Collection and PC as well. PC is getting the entire Master Chief Collection, and that's coming out at the end of this month, and right now there's the beta going on for the Halo Reach, and I think once it comes out, that'll be a great game for us to stream, me, you, and maybe a couple of other VGN streamers.
Yeah, because the campaign co-op was 4-player, wasn't it?
I don't remember, actually. It might have been, yeah.
Or was there even co-op? Because I remember some of the characters actually got killed off.
They all got killed off, including you. Spoiler alert.
That is true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, that wasn't until the end. Like, you made it to the end, and then you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to die. So,
well, I just... That last mission, it's like, survive. That was your only objective, and you had to just last as long as you could. And I was just so upset when I died, because I literally wanted to... I wish there was a... achievement system where it's like, oh, you lasted 3 minutes? Cool, here's like a helmet or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been badass.
Give you a cool cosmetic.
Yeah. But, like, they give you the helmet with the fucking, with the hole in it.
Yeah.
That would be so badass. God damn, we gotta call up 343 and be like, hey, we got a fucking spanking idea that you gotta implement back to the game. Well, they haven't, I don't think there's an achievement for that, or else I would have probably got it. I achievement hunted the shit out of Halo Reach on the 360. So, but that's going to be a nice addition. But you know what, before this even got announced, they said that they had a big Master Chief Collection announcement.
And I called it, remember that?
Yeah, you called it, and I was pretty skeptical. I'm like, I don't know why they would add that, it's not a part of the Master Chief saga, which is what this whole game's about. But here it is. I think they're just trying to, instead of remaking it for every fucking console, they just put it on one console and just like, there you go. So, and then they're going to make whatever the Scarlet, like backwards compatible, and then it's like, here's all the Halo games. Done. Yeah. We don't have to make them all again.
I'm pretty sure Halo Reach did have 4-player co-op online matchmaking.
Yeah, I know you could play Firefight with 4 people and obviously online with 4 people, but yeah, maybe. I hope that... there's another game. Oh, yeah, so I was looking on the Xbox Game Pass store, and they have Fusion Frenzy, and I was telling you this the other day. I think that would be a fucking great game to stream, you, me, and a couple of other streamers on the VGN team.
Oh, yeah.
But is it going to be... Can you play 4 players on... Like, it's original Xbox, so can you play 4 players right now on the Game Pass? Online?
I don't know, that game might be 4-player, like, couch.
Yeah, which, I mean, awesome, but no one has a couch anymore. They just play on their fucking bed or whatever. Or their beanbag chair. They don't have any space for any other guests.
You're frenzy.
I do, because I got a fucking... I got, 8 seats in my house, and I only use 2 of them for me and Brittany. And then my
don't
dog
forget
takes
the dog
one.
And
yeah.
The cat.
No, if the dog's being good, it gets to sit up on the chair or whatever. My dog's fucking needy. It's super annoying. She'll like come up and look at you like you beat her. It's like, go away. So, all right. So yeah, Halo Reach coming out. It doesn't have a date, does it? I'm just looking for the date. Oh, and it's also it's available through Steam. That's how you get it on PC, and. The flights are free. Okay, on PC, each title with the Halo Master Chief Collection will be sold individually, but the flights are free if you get in. And a big change of the series is Halo Master Chief Collection will be available through Steam. So Halo Reach is expected to come to both Xbox One and PC later this month. Through its first flight, aka beta test, to get in the test, you need to register and become a Halo Insider, which you can do here, the little clicky thing. For PC, you'll need to upload your DAX. DXDIAG. I think that's like a name thing that I can't say.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. We can Google it, but no one cares. All right, so the number of people who signed up already blew away Microsoft's expectations. The company said, so it further warns that it simply cannot accommodate everybody. Well, yeah, it's Halo fucking Reach. It's like a lot of people's favorite Halo game.
Yeah, so most likely only like 20% of the people that sign up are actually going to get in.
Yeah, probably. I'm just excited to go back to Halo Reach multiplayer. That is legitimately my favorite multiplayer of all time for any Halo game still.
Yeah, me as well. Halo 5's multiplayer shit the bed for me.
Yeah, 4 was just a little weird at first. I got used to it, but I just much rather preferred Halo Reach. It just, the zombies mode in Halo Reach was much better. It just felt clean. It was the cleanest multiplayer that Bungie ever developed for Halo. For sure.
Definitely. I completely agree. And then Halo 5, they tried to make it too much like Call of Duty.
Yeah, with the point system and all that. The only thing I like about the point system is if you don't get 20 fucking kills and you get 2, but you contributed to the team, like you got assists or you got the objective, it shows that in points. So it's like, oh, I got 2 kills, but I have like 2,000 points. So that's the only thing I liked about the Halo 4 multiplayer. Whereas you look at the multiplayer for Reach, and you look at the scoreboard, it's like, what the fuck? Taken Grace got 2 kills. Taken Grace, you fucking suck. Go fucking home.
Yeah. Those are the days.
Yeah. The days where they mocked your mom and how they fucked your mom. And you're like, buddy, you couldn't even fucking get into bed with my mom. She'd snap your little fucking twig dick off. And then they're like, oh, they're all offended.
Yep.
Yep. They can't handle a fucking... That's the only thing they know.
I'm
is
back.
The only thing they know is... I fucked your mom. Oh, yeah, I bet you did. Yeah. So
I hate playing with little kids.
Yeah, I saw a meme the other day where it's like... It had 4 doors, and the first 3 doors were open and had blood coming out of them, and it was Overwatch, PUBG, Fortnite... And then a Grim Reaper was walking out of the 3rd door into the 4th door that was unopened, and it said Apex, and the Reaper was 10-year-old kids. Yeah, it was, it's very accurate, because, yeah, you hate playing with little kids, eh?
Yeah, it just, something about it just annoys me. It's not so much, like, they can play better than me, then yeah, I'll give it to them, but it just doesn't mean I want to hear them yelling.
Yeah, for sure. Alright, so why don't we move on to our next topic here, which is the PlayStation 5 leak. So, the PlayStation 5 was leaked by some Jap dude over in the Jap world, and it's a picture of some ancient piece of fucking technology, and the new DualShock 5 controller, and then it just has a note that says Dev On. So, I don't know about you, but that dev kit looks fucking ancient. It looks like someone grabbed like the first DVD player that Sony ever made.
Yeah, or it looks like a PC, the older, earlier models of the PC when they were trying to get rid of the tower and just have the monitor on top of
stand. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I can see that way more than the DVD player, but still, it looks fucking retro ancient. But I remember on our podcast last week with Curtis, the quality assurance manager from Kabam Games on our Game Tester podcast. He was talking about the dev kits because I asked him, what do the dev kits look like when you get them? And he said they basically look like a black box that weigh a ton and they're really annoying to move. And this is kind of exactly what it looks like. But, he said that they were always theorizing that each dev got a different version of the dev kit, so if it got leaked out, then they knew which...
Well, each studio.
Yeah, each studio, yeah. Which studio leaked it out.
Makes sense.
But, I mean, does it matter? Because if they leak it out, it doesn't look anything like the final fucking thing, so...
Yeah, but usually the dev kit does have an early draft of the controller, as we see here, right? So...
Yeah. So let's talk about that controller for a second. So actually, let's read this article. Whoops, what happened there? Oh, what happened there? Okay, sorry, I'm back. So I'm trying to read this, and it won't let me. Here we go. Okay, so it says, as you can see, the alleged new controller features a rounder look to it, though it seems it stays true to the DualShock design. In fact, it almost looks like a mix between the Sega Dreamcast controller and the PlayStation controller. Of course, the final product won't likely be that beefy. The early PlayStation 4 controller that leaked with the dev kits was notably a lot slimmer in the final consumer product. Meanwhile, the touchscreen lines up with the previous patent leaks that have suggested Sony was working on a controller with a touchscreen built into it. Of course, this should be all taken with a grain of salt or two or three. In 2019, people were pretty good at creating fakes, which means every time a new hardware leaks, a hardware leak surfaces, people should remain skeptical. So, yeah, just looking at this, I think the, I like the touchscreen. I mean, they're like 8 years behind the Wii U, but whatever. But I think that it's going to really help with the user interaction with the, I think with the home screen. Because how do you do it right now? I don't have a PS, right? So do you push the touchscreen or the whatever that area is now to go back to the home screen?
Yeah, basically you press the PlayStation button to go back to the home screen, or you press the big pad to go into like the stream setups, like take a screenshot or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I think this touchscreen is going to really help out with, like I say, with user-friendly stuff. So, for example, people listen to music while they play games. So, you would, instead of going to the home screen, going to the music, turning it down or turning it up or changing the song or whatever, you can probably do that solely within the PlayStation controller now.
That would be good. Also, changing the audio levels.
Yeah, the audio levels, the chat, the party chat stuff, like all that you can do in the touchscreen instead of just leaving the game.
Yeah.
So or I don't
mute yourself.
Yeah, mute yourself. Can you in the PlayStation, like when you're playing, so like on Xbox, for example, like it doesn't have this option, but if you push the Xbox button, it brings up like this little side panel and you can manage your party and then go to your other apps and all that kind of stuff while the game's still open. Can you do that with PlayStation as well?
Not really.
Okay, so this is going to be really good for the PlayStation players then, for sure.
Yeah.
To manage all that kind of stuff. It'll probably tell you like your battery level on your controller and all that kind of stuff as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Cool. And I mean, I'm not a PlayStation guy, but I held the PlayStation controller while I was playing Fortnite at Evans, and it actually felt really good. It just felt weird to get used to the thumbstick being down there on the left side rather than where it is on the Xbox controller, like the moving one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it weird, like, switching back and forth between Xbox and PlayStation?
It sort of is for the first couple of minutes of playing, and then I just get the hang of it.
Yeah, but you've played both for a lot of years, so... I haven't.
Muscle memory.
Muscle memory, yeah, exactly. It's like riding a bike until you fall down. But
as soon as I pick up the controller, I know where to put my hands.
Yeah. So, all right.
I will say, though, like I've discussed with you before, is the D-pad looks very uninteresting.
It looks like a third-party controller D-pad?
Yeah, it's just very generic.
Yeah. Mind you, compared to the first DualShock controller, it looks better. No?
Yeah,
because the other ones were just like squares in the compass directions. It looked kind of fucking cheesy, honestly. But anyways, so if you guys are listening right now, that means you're hopefully listening on Monday, which is when you get Patreon access. So if you want to listen to episodes one day early, you can join our Patreon and you get access to episodes on Mondays instead of Tuesdays, and you get a bunch of other cool perks like discount at the store, and you can even join us on the podcast. So check out our Patreon. You can find the links on our website at videogamesnow.ca, and also you can check out our Discord. You can ask questions on the podcast for our next podcast, rather. So the next podcast, we're going to talk about the Xbox Scarlet, the PS5, and whatever fucking plans Nintendo has in the future, all next gen gaming. So if you have any questions that you want us to answer on the show, go to our Discord and go to that channel. It'll be a good time. Our Discord's full of a bunch of great guys right now. So every day they're on there talking about gaming stuff. It's a good community to join, so check it out. Again, you can find the links on our website, videogamesnow.ca. Let's move on to our next topic here. Mr. Will, I think, which is
yeah.
the main beefy topic. We got this Sega Genesis Mini.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it before on the other podcast. Other than the N64 Classic, if it ever comes out, the other ones never really interest me. I don't know. Did they interest you?
Yes, they did, but not enough for me to buy one.
Yeah, and it only came with, like, what, 20, 30 games?
Yeah. Something like
now,
that.
When we go back to like the original days of Sega, Sega had great games. The problem with Sega nowadays is the only thing they fucking make is Sonic and publish everything else.
Yeah, I mean, the game lineup they actually have for the Sega Genesis Mini so far, I think they're going to have about 40 games, but they've only announced about 10 or so. They're actually really freaking cool. You go to the website, actually, the Sega Genesis Mini website, and it looks like you're looking at this website in fucking 1985. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it looks fucking awesome.
Even the release video made me feel like it was back in, like, 85. It's very dark. It's, like, they're capitalizing, like, this is a classic.
Yeah, I mean, going back to the, was it, like, an 80s commercial? Like, the most fucked up thing you've ever seen? Like, the equivalent to a Japanese commercial nowadays?
Not that bad, but, okay. You know, it's very dark. There's not much color to it. It's just focusing on the control, like the console and stuff like that.
Right. All right. So, yeah, anyways, the original controller makes a return. So you got the D-pad and the three and the ABC buttons and a start button, and that's about it. This is what it comes with. It comes with, obviously, the console. Two wired control pads, or controllers, sorry. USB power adapter, power cable, and an HDMI cable. So that is excellent. That is excellent that it's an HDMI cable. Did the original Genesis. The original Genesis have high definition graphics on the top just like that?
No.
Okay. Because, I mean, in retrospect to 8-bit graphics, fuck yeah, 16-bit is high def graphics. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about how it says in North America, power adapter will also be included. Well, I fucking hope so.
Yeah, no shit. that they're EA-ing this shit. They're like, buy the console and then DLC. You buy the DLC and you get the power adapter for free.
Oh, that would piss me off.
Oh, fuck. I'd be so choked. All right, so it says preloaded with 40 legendary Genesis games. And here's what we've revealed so far. So they have Echo the Dolphin, Castlevania Bloodlines, Space Harrier 2, Shining Force, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. They have, oh man, I can't read that. Toe Jam and Earl, Comics Zone, Sonic the Hedgehog. Well, I fucking hope so. They don't have the original Sonic the Hedgehog on the Genesis. Why the fuck are you making it?
Yeah.
Altered Beast and Gunstar Heroes. So out of the 10 games there, which games did you not play, I guess?
Echo, Space Harrier, and Comic Zone.
Alright, so you played most of them.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Space Harrier 2 is, because I don't even know about a Space Harrier 1.
Space Harrier 1 is probably some arcade game.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of picturing. I don't know about Comic Zone.
Yeah, I almost got a Genesis, actually, now that I think about it. My friend was... This is back, obviously, like in the early 2000s. But he was getting rid of his Genesis, and he was... he even showed me, like, how to hook it up and all that shit. And I was, like, super excited to buy it. And then my parents were like, you're not getting another Nintendo. It's like, but it's not Nintendo, it's the Genesis. And then they're like, we don't care, you're not getting another one. We're like, fuck. All right, so we didn't get a Genesis.
I still have mine.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to buy the Mini now. You know, you don't have to unbox your 25-year-old fucking system. It's all good.
Yeah. It's probably some dust.
Yeah. Do you know if any of the NESs and stuff went up in price, like the originals, once the Mini came out? Or did they drop in price? Do you know?
I think they went up in price.
Yeah, because the... You know
how on the NES and the SNES class... not the classic, but the originals.
Yep.
Nintendo had numbers on their consoles.
Did they? Where?
The bottom.
Oh, like a not a serial number, but like a unit number?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, like, if you were to buy, like, a comic or something and there's only limit to 300, you'd have, on that comic, it would say, like, 55 of 300.
Yeah.
Well, on the Nintendo consoles, it would have, like, a serial number. So, there was 00001, and I think that sold for, like, $100,000 a couple years ago.
Right. Okay. Fuck. Well, what if you had Unit 1? If you had Unit...
That was Unit 1.
Oh, was it Unit 1? Oh, fuck. I got distracted by something flashy on my screen, so I stopped.
It was like 000001, and it was Unit 1.
Man, could you fucking imagine getting the first ever NES? Like,
it would be insane.
Fuck me. When did that get released? Like, the actual console? Was that 1984 or 1985? I think it launched with Mario, didn't it?
84. Man, I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, neither was I.
Let's see here. NES.
I'm pretty sure didn't it launch with Super Mario and Duck Hunt in 1985? I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Holy shit, 83 in Japan and 85 for us.
Yeah, I was right. 83, it was called the Famicom in Japan. Yeah. So that's interesting. But when did the Sega Genesis come out? It came out rivaling the NES, so I don't know if it came out first or not.
I don't know, but do you know when this the NES came out? It cost $179.
What's that with inflation? Let's have a look. Let's have a look. Actually, I'll just ask my phone, and then we'll hear the response. How much?
$179.
Okay, Google. How much is $189 in 1985 in today's money?
Here are the top search results.
Okay, $441.
So, yeah, consoles have basically maintained the same thing.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, we think about that now. We're like, what? I have $189 in my pocket. But you actually don't, because you have a fucking debit now.
So, this came out... The Genesis only came out in the 88.
Oh, it was way... Oh, fuck. Didn't realize it was that long after.
Yeah. Oh, but it was their third console. What was their first?
Sega Saturn?
There's the Master System was the second. Holy shit, that thing looks... Man, look at the Master System.
I'm looking it up right now. Master System Sega, right? Sega.
Yeah.
Oops, not Sega with an H, for fuck's sakes. Oh, dude. This thing's a beefy motherfucker. This makes the PS5 dev kit look like slim as fuck.
And then look at their very first console, the Sega 1000. So it's the SG-1000. Look at this thing.
Okay, are you sharing it on Skype or no?
No.
Oh, my shit's not loading now. It's so fucking big and beefy that it's just taking images forever to load.
Yeah, look on your phone.
Oh my god. So
SG-1000. This thing looks like the era of Pong.
SG-1000. I'm like doing this super quick. Holy fuck, dude. That looks like that belongs on the fucking space shuttle.
Sega, you've come a long way.
Or the fucking Apollo rockets. That's a fucking ancient piece of technology. Wow. Exit page. Get rid of that, because it's not loading. But I didn't realize that Sega had those other two consoles.
Me either. I always thought the Genesis was their first, but it was their third system that was actually sold.
Well, I guess the controller for the SG-1000 is literally a fucking stick on a fucking little picture your phone. So you lay your phone down flat, that's the surface, and then it had one single fucking control stick that's like microscopic. And how the fuck do you play games with that shit?
Pong. It's definitely Pong.
That's a Pong machine.
And then the Master System only has two buttons and a D-pad, so
yeah.
Maybe they created the D-pad, though. That looks pretty pretty good.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had to have created something. They wouldn't have been a successful-ish company until Nintendo came along, if they didn't create something. So
yeah.
All right, so that's the Sega fucking Genefuck, or Genesis.
What is the price gonna be? We never touched on that. Hold on, I have.
I think it's gonna be around $100, just like the other ones. $199 or something.
It's going to cost $79.
Really?
American, yeah. So probably about $80 American. Or $90 Canadian. But yeah, that's not bad.
It's gonna cost me $89 Canadian and a cow.
It's gonna cost you like 20% of your paycheck.
20% of my pay? What? Do you know how much I make?
I'm talking about your daily paycheck.
Oh, my daily paycheck. Okay.
I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, 20% of my paycheck is not like $80.
On our next show, since this comes out in September, I'll just tell all the PAs that you're going to buy them one.
Yeah, but then I get a 5% daily royalty from them. Unless they work hard.
You're fucking savage.
Yeah. Oh, actually, this is going to be extremely off topic, but last night I watched The Founder on Netflix.
McDonald's, right?
The McDonald's one, yeah. And holy fuck, that guy's a dick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't...
Wait, he took the company?
I didn't realize that he totally overtook the company like that. Like, holy fuck. But I mean, mind you, he made it what it is today, but it was just such a shitty way of going about it. And then when they were doing the final deal, if you guys haven't seen The Founder, it's kind of eye-opening in a way. I don't know how much of that is actually true, because they always say based on a true story, but they always rewrite it in a way that makes it cinematically fucking exciting. So it's never really true to the actual... It's not true to the T to the actual story. So just a little hint, a note for people who watch a lot of movies and didn't know that. So if it says this is a true story, then it's 100% for real. But they always say based on a true story because real life is super fucking boring. Let's be honest. Have you ever just watched somebody and been entertained? No, it's fucking... So anyways, it's about the founding of McDonald's. So he went to the first McDonald's that ever opened that was run by these two brothers. And it was a foreign concept because back then it was like you drive up in your car and some waitress comes out and says, what do you want? You go, oh, I want a burger. And it takes like half an hour to fucking get there. And then they put a little tray on the side of your car and you eat, you know. But then he went to McDonald's and he's like, oh, I want a burger. And they like gave it to him in 2 minutes in a little paper bag and all the shit that we're used to nowadays. And it was all foreign to him, so then he's like, oh, this is a great company, and then he basically took off with it. He signed a contract with the two brothers to become the franchise
manager,
and he basically just started opening massive amounts of McDonald's. And every time he wanted to implement a new change into McDonald's, he had to get cleared through the two brothers, and they always kept saying, no, we don't want that, that's not McDonald's, no, we don't want that, that's not McDonald's. So then he basically started a real estate company and bought the land that all the McDonald's were getting built on, and then he accumulated all this money from land ownership, basically, and he basically became a millionaire. And then he tried to get out of his contract with the two brothers, and they're like, we're gonna sue you. He's like, sure, but you're not gonna fucking beat me, I'm a millionaire, for fuck's sakes. So he basically like screwed the two brothers over from the McDonald's corporation and squeezed them out. And then said they wanted to sell the company to him. They wanted $2.7 million for both, like all around for both of them. And then they wanted a 1% royalty fee from now until the like end of time, basically. And they said, "Oh, we can't agree to. We can't put that in the contract because it's not fucking. They won't agree to it. So we'll do that on a handshake deal." So they shook hands on they'll get 1% royalty fee, and then he fucked them over out of that, which now, if they kept that 1% royalty fee, they'd be making $100 million a year each. Like, that's fucked. So he just totally fucked them so good. And then, so it was really sad that those two brothers got fucked over, but, like, that's how capitalism works.
Yeah.
You know, that's what fucking Steve Jobs did to Bill Gates. So, anyways... enough of that. Back to video games. Sega Genesis. It's gonna be cool. We're thinking about changing up our streaming schedule on our YouTube page and all that kind of shit. So we're going to... It's not gonna go live here for a little bit, but we're thinking about doing a retro night. So this would be a good thing for retro night.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'm all about that.
Yeah. So retro night, probably like an indie night. Then we'll have one where the VGN team plays a bunch of games together, and it'll be a fun old time. So, yeah, we're going to change all that up. If you guys have another theme that you kind of want us to implement, you should maybe jump on our Facebook page and let us know what you guys think. We're open to suggestions right now because it's in the planning phase currently. So, but, yeah. Will, you're going to be into the classics for sure. You're going to be streaming a lot of those, I imagine.
Oh, definitely. Also, like I said, and I will tell it to our stream brothers in their faces if I have to, Rage 2 is all me.
Will rage if he does not get Rage 2, so you guys back the fuck off.
Pretty much. Yeah. You'll disappear somewhere to never be seen again.
You will disappear and never to be seen again.
Yeah. What episode of the fucking podcast is this? 60? 60. Episode 60. That's a lot of us talking about nonsense, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of nonsense talking.
A lot of video games, too.
Yeah. We could start our own fucking radio channel at this point.
Yeah.
So, they'd be like, and then our resume, how many on-air hours do you have? A lot.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so let's move it along here for our next topic. Just going to see our time, 44 minutes in. So let's talk about...
My time.
My time. Yeah. So what are we talking about next, Mr. Will?
Assassin's Creed.
Ba-da! And which one now? The next one that's been rumored and to take place in the Viking Age and then in Norse mythology.
Yeah. So there's a YouTuber that pretty much centers all around Assassin's Creed. He's been doing a lot of Division 2 stuff as well. His name's Joraptor. And he's found a couple posters in Division 2's Potmika Event Center that feature a Norse god or traveler, like a Viking, holding an Apple of Eden.
Yeah.
Kotaku is also has two confirmed independent sources that are familiar with the next game that say the next game is codenamed Kingdom and scheduled for 2020, stars Vikings.
You know what?
So I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, I've never been into Viking mythology. So, like, with Origins and Odyssey, obviously I'm very interested in ancient Greek and ancient Egyptian culture. So those ones really interested me, but this one hasn't really grabbed me yet. I'm sure it's going to be fucking great.
The thing about Vikings, though, and this was always really cool, is they were nothing but conquerors.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing a lot of the naval combat and stuff like that, and them basically going to these places in the world and literally just conquering it.
Yeah.
So very similar to the, what is the mechanic in Assassin's Creed Odyssey?
Conquest battles?
The conquest battles, yep. Yeah. I pictured that, but with the Vikings literally taking over that region.
I just didn't like how the Vikings looked. They looked like really stupid. That show Vikings? Oh shit, sorry, really loud. That show Vikings, where they like, it's like, it looks like the equivalent of like modern day teenagers where they just shave half their head off.
Yeah, they weren't really... the real, like, real Vikings were nothing but beards.
Yeah,
beards,
but didn't
muscles,
they...
Beards, some of the strongest people, like, guys in the world.
Yeah,
like,
but didn't they shave...
Their boats were, like, road.
They shaved the back of their head, though, didn't they? So people couldn't, like, take advantage of that or whatever?
I don't think so.
No?
A lot of them had long hair and stuff like that. Some were bald, yeah, but I...
Yeah. They were savage, though, the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
Super savage. Like, if you can sculpt other humans in this game, that's going to be rough.
Yeah, that would be...
That's going to go to a fucking 18-plus game real quick.
Yeah. I kind of want to see a return from Black Flag and Assassin's Creed 3 and Rogue and all that. The hunting feature.
Yeah. Actually, they have that in Origins, too, but not so much in Odyssey.
No, but to get your gear, I mean.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They did have it, sort of, but I want to see more to the point, like, oh, the Vikings were all about, like, fur clothes and stuff like that. So you could get, like, really cool garb or something like that from hunting, I don't know, Viking Age, what the fuck's back then?
Fucking seals and shit?
Yeah, or, you know, fucking... Yeah, I don't fucking know.
I'm sure... How long ago was that? Like, a couple thousand years ago?
Oh, yeah. They were the first to discover North America. Way before Christopher Columbus, so...
Yeah. I wonder if that's where, like, the First Nations people came from. I don't know. I don't know anything about fucking geography.
Well, Vikings were really white, so...
No, there was First Nations on North America even before the Vikings, right. And then they came... Didn't they, like... come and, like, meet the Vikings, and then they got slaughtered?
I thought they... I don't remember. I think the Viking, no one really knows, but if you pay attention, there's like a couple places in further up in Canada and stuff like that. There's under like Viking settlements that have been discovered.
Yeah. Because I think I remember watching a documentary where they had a big Viking battle or something up there, and there was, the whole thing was just littered with Viking remains, like helmets and all that kind of stuff, like they were excavating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a really cool DLC to basically start where the Vikings basically originated from, do all that bit, and then to sail across into Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That would be fucking awesome. By the way, I was really curious one day, so I looked up Greece nowadays on Google Maps, and the fucking geography, like, matches to a fucking T.
It's
so close, yeah. Like, obviously, they changed it to, they didn't have a canal running, because you know how, whatever that one place is called at the end of that inlet, and to get to the other side, you have to literally sail around the entire fucking, like, land.
It's still there.
Yeah, it's still there, but they've built, like, a canal in there now, so you can actually get through there.
Yeah.
So, obviously they didn't have that back in ancient Greece. That'd have been way too much work.
I will give Ubisoft, their researchers are fucking, like, they are the A-team.
Yeah.
Even with Egypt. Like, Egypt, I thought, blew me away, and then I was, like, watching Greece, and then when I got to Athens, I was just blown away.
Yeah, it's ridiculously accurate. I'm wondering, I mean, the story's probably all fabricated.
Oh, yeah.
But the world itself, I think that's why the Assassin's Creed series is doing so well right now, is just because the remarkable attention to detail of the world is what's really pulling people in.
Yeah, and interacting with people that actually were around in those days.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I remember that. I think it was the second one when you met Leonardo da Vinci. You're like, oh, it's Leonardo fucking da Vinci, motherfucker.
That was awesome. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. So I think they got some feedback from that was positive, and that's why they're like, oh, we should just do this more often.
Yeah. And then for me, Black Flag.
Black Flag.
Hang out with all the pirates and stuff like that. And then, Blackbeard. All their names
Mary
are
escaping
Reed me
now. Edward Teach. Or Edward Teach is Blackbeard.
Edward Teach is Blackbeard, but yeah.
It was fucking awesome. I actually want to play Black Flag again. Like, I really enjoyed that game thoroughly. And I actually did all the little totem quests.
Me too. Yeah. I 100%ed Black Flag.
I don't know if I 100%ed it, but I was pretty goddamn close. I got it for the Wii U. I wonder if I can get it for the Xbox now.
I think it's only like $5.
Really? Oh, fucking sweet. But yeah, I should stream that because that game was awesome. But I should finish the Odyssey game first.
Yeah, I still gotta finish Odyssey. I'm waiting for their next announcement for the Atlantis DLC. That's what I'm more excited about than anything.
How do you spell Genesis? Am I fucking... hey, look, there's the album art right there. Genesis. I'm really, really excited for another Assassin's Creed because they've just been fucking killing it. Just killing it.
Yeah, I like also that this year they're taking a year off just to focus on Odyssey again and release content.
I think they're taking a year off so that they can go explore the ancient Viking culture and get that fucking nailed down.
Yeah.
As well. So, like, they can have a dev team working on Odyssey because that's already been in place. There's a plan in place, all that kind of stuff. Now they're going to have another development team going to basically check out all the Viking history and take notes on that. Like, I can't fucking believe how accurate the map was. It was mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Yeah, Odyssey, great game. Anyone that hasn't played it, check it out.
Yeah, it's got a lot of gameplay. I was talking to Mark and Will about it the other day, actually, and Will's like, oh, I'm here in the game. I think I'm almost done, and Mark, who's actually finished the game, he's like, oh, you probably got two solid weekends of playing before you're done the game. It's like, wow. Like, that's a lot of fucking gameplay.
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
he means weekends because I can't really game too much during the weekdays.
Yeah, but that's basically 4 full days of gaming.
Pretty much.
So that's 48 hours of gameplay still.
He backtracked on that after, though, when we were driving, and he's like, you know what, knowing you, you'll probably do that in 2 or 3.
Yeah, Mark's a really slow player, I think.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
And he just takes a while to get into the game, and then he doesn't really figure out how the game mechanics work right away.
Yeah, exactly.
where I just adapt and all of a sudden, you know, we start at the same time, but I'll be like 5-7 levels ahead of him.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I might be faster than you at some points as well if we're playing at the same time.
Yeah. We should actually do that next Assassin's Creed or something. We should do a speed run.
Like a not an actual speed run, but like a who can finish first kind of thing.
Yep.
I'm fucking down. I finished Far Cry 5 really fucking quick. I finished it in like 4 days, I think.
Like
the whole thing, yeah. And then I passed Mark because Mark started playing it like a couple weeks before I even got it. And then I just got a week off of work. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to play fucking Far Cry 5. And then I did it in 4 days. And then Mark's like, what? You beat it already? I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, fuck, it's not hard.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check out New Dawn. I was also looking on the PlayStation Store and the Xbox Store. They have a bundle with all of them. Far Cry 5 with all the DLC and New Dawn for $129.
Really?
So, that kind of interests me a bit.
Yeah, I really want to get New Dawn. I want to try that out for sure.
New Dawn by itself is only $49, so...
Yeah.
It's not a full game, or it's not full game price.
Well, I mean, you're essentially in the same world, right? So,
yeah.
I wonder if that played a part in it.
17 years later.
Yeah, 17 years after that bullshit ending of fucking Far Cry 5. So, anyways, we're pretty close to the end here. One last thing we wanted to touch on, of course, last week we talked about Borderlands 3, but there's been a lot more trailers and news surrounding Borderlands 3. Including like an HD remake of 1 and lots of people playing 2. I'm going to play 1 too, but I don't. Can you play with multiple people in 1?
There's co-op, so I think we can play 2 player. I don't know if we can do more than that, but you and I can play together, I'm pretty sure.
That'd be cool.
I did before.
Yeah, that'd be cool. You can't stream 1 though. Someone in the Discord was saying they were trying to stream Borderlands 1, but they couldn't do it. It wouldn't allow them.
No, that was Dan.
Yeah.
He was having it, but he was trying to stream 1, then he switched to 2, and 2 wouldn't even stream. He was having problems with his network.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't the game itself?
No.
Okay. Alright, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well,
but they also announced the release date.
Yes, what's the release date?
September 13th.
That seems like a ways away. That's a lot of time to play 1 and 2 then. Or is one can't be that long because it came out for what, the original Xbox?
No, 360.
Oh, okay. So it could be sizable, I guess.
It's still pretty sizable.
Oh, really?
There's,
okay.
Expansions for it too.
Interesting. All right, so expansions to the Borderlands 1 series, and then there's Borderlands 2. Holy fuck!
The new Vault Hunters were announced. You'll be taking them on to hunt for loot, loot the legendary vault, and take on the fanatical Calypso twins, who are the main villains of the game. Your new vault hunters are Moze, who is the gunner, Amara the siren, FL4K the beastmaster, and Zane the operative.
Interesting. I don't really remember much about Borderlands 3. I was saying in the last cast, but I guess you weren't there. It did interest me, but I think what turned me away is that I didn't have anybody to play with. And I feel that way when I play Apex or even Sea of Thieves. It's like, if you don't have anyone to play with, the game kind of loses a lot of fun or a lot of charm.
I played Borderlands 1 by myself, but I played number 2 with a friend, and it made the game even more enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly. So, what are you hoping that Borderlands 3 brings to the table that wasn't in 1 and 2?
I can't actually think of anything. I just want to go back to the world of Borderlands.
Yeah, good looter shooter, some boss battle. It's like the first Destiny, but that wasn't shit, kind of thing, or what?
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, it's not full-on Destiny, because it is a looter shooter, but you're not going to run into other players.
Do you think they're going to add, like, a social hub and all that bullshit this time around?
Hard to say. They have Gearbox has confirmed that Borderlands 3 will have a reveal event slated May 1st, which will have the first gameplay.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, with that, I think we should end our cast here. So thanks a lot, everybody.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Video Games Now podcast. My name's Antoni, and I'm going to sign off here. And you guys have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.